Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 108, a very famous idea that comes up right here in the Gemara on 108. The rabbis taught in Abraisa, so all are obligated in the mitzvah of drinking these four cups, men, woman, and children. For children too were redeemed from Egypt, Afhem Hayu, but also Hanes. That's why the women are also obligated, and the kids are too. Everyone was involved in the miracle of being freed from slavery from Mitzrayim. And the men, women, and children are all involved in having to do these four cups. Rabbi Yehuda said, but what purpose is there for children to drink wine? Why they're exempt from mitzvahs, the Rashbam points out. Rather, we would distribute to them, continuing on 109, parched grain and walnuts, different ideas, different candy ideas that have a delicious flavor that are used for desserts for kids and whatnot. On Pesach Eve, give them parched grain and walnuts on Pesach Eve so that they should not fall asleep and they should ask questions. And even Rabbi Akiva also would halt the studying, the Gemara goes on to say, so that the kids would be able to take a nap and be awake at nighttime. Granted, this has to work for you and your family, has to be realistic and workable. Our kids are very, very young, so it's not so realistic at this point. But in general, kids take a nap and they have snacks and whatnot. The very famous custom of having people sleep during the day, nap, and have candy and whatnot to get them excited to stay up at nighttime. But the main point to focus on that started on 108 is the idea of everyone is obligated in the mitzvah, men, women, and children, afhem hayu ba'os anis. Whatever we can do in all of aspects of our lives to get our kids involved, to get the wives involved, to get the families involved, all mitzvahs should be very excitatory. It should be involved. It should be included for all people. If you're cooking for a family, why not have your kids help you chop the vegetables or put stuff into the bag? Put the drink in the bag or the cutlery in the bag. We like to give different aspects of food when we cook for people. We netter makes it more enjoyable, a fully complete meal. If you're getting ready for Shabbos, let your kids help you for that. If you're cleaning the floors, your broom and dustpan, using the floors, sweeping the floors, let the kids do so as well. Whatever mitzvah you're doing, whatever aspect you're doing in your life, afhem hayu ba'osa anes, not just by Pesach, but by all aspects, all mitzvahs and all chasadim, try to get your kids involved and your spouses, your families involved. Let it be a family type of a situation where everyone's involved, everyone can contribute in some different way. Even if they help set the table, a wonderful thing for Shabbos. Sometimes my kids help me set up the candles, obviously not when they're light or flames or burning like that, but getting the house ready, getting yourself ready for Shabbos, involved in cooking or different aspects, getting ready for the day, whatever we could do to get our kids involved, to get our wives or families involved, afhem hayu ba'os hanes, just like the Gemara talks about how we get the kids involved, we get them ready for the Pesach Seder, and in general in life, we should get them ready, involved, let them participate, but then be involved at all times. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 109 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.